Where did I stop it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, it always was the heart. Let me read it again. It always was the heart that man believes, and with the mouth he makes his confession unto. When you believe a thing in your heart and confess it with your mouth, that confess it with your mouth, then it becomes real to you. Faith confession creates realities. As you read some, listen to this, as you read some of the in Christ, in him, in whom, etc., scripture, they won't seem real to you. It may not seem as though you really have what these scriptures say you have in him. But, see that? If you will begin to confess with your mouth, because you do believe God's word in your heart, this is mine, this is mine, this is who I am, this is what I have. See? Start saying that. I am the righteousness of God. You know what I started saying about myself? I'm going to keep it up. I'm righteous and wealthy. Righteous and wealthy. I'm righteous. I'm a rich man. Righteous, wealthy. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Is what Psalms 112 said, didn't it? Huh? That old saying said, you may be poor as Job Turkey. I don't know what that means. I don't know how poor you are. But you don't agree with that statement because that's not true about you. I'm rich and wealthy. I'm righteous and wealthy. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a wealthy man. I'm a wealthy woman. I'm rich. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. And I'm healthy. I'm strong. I got a sound mind. What is that they're going around now, so many people, dimensions, is that what? Don't you accept that stuff. We need you. We got too much work to do here. We need you with a foul up mind. Tell that devil, you can't have my mind. I have renewed my mind with the word of God. Did not the scripture say that we are to renew our mind? Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You ain't got no man's taking on dimension and all the other stuff. That God, you can, what are you reading in the scriptures? When thou get 75, thou shalt have dimension. You can't read that in there. Now, why in the world are you saying, well, and then had the audacity, God put it on me. You know, God ain't killed nobody yet. The thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy. You say, well, God ain't killed nobody. I thought he brought judgment. And judgment, that judgment brought death on him. But God desire was life. And judgment, and that's the thing about it. Every person, you're going to be judged. And that's why you don't want the wrath of God to fall on you, because he's going to make sure you get what you deserve. Yes, he does. God is not, didn't the scripture say he's not a favoritism God? He's had no favoritism. He treats everybody right. If you're on the right side, where you're born again, walking with God, God will make sure you get what you deserve. Amen. God is not a killer. He's a life giver. But people don't want to accept that. And he said it real plain. The thief cometh not before to steal, kill. Isn't it amazing? Death never showed up until Satan showed up. But God get accused of doing all that stuff. What in the world would it be like you go out there and plant soybean, and at the end of the crop harvest, you gather corn? You know that ain't gonna work. Let me make this real plain to you. You live your life of wickedness all your life, and at the end, you supposed to get life? No, you get what you produce.
Amen.
You produce that death for yourself. That's what you planted. So if you want the life and righteousness and peace and joy and health and wealth, plant it. There's a seed right here. Plant it in your heart and speak it out your mouth, and it shall come forth. Is that clear enough?
Amen.
So do not go through life any longer telling people who you are by saying, well, I don't know where it came from. We're just people. But I guess we're trying to separate and find out. We colored folks, you know. We just, everybody's colored. Amen. Is orange the color? Red is the color? Why come black have to be a color? It's a color. It's all in the same. But we go claw ourselves, you know, we colored folks. No. I'm a new creature. I've been washed. I've been bought. I've been purchased by the blood. My skin just happened to be dark. That's all. So I'm going to confess who I am, not what color my skin is.
All right.
Do you hear me? I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. And riches and wealth doesn't belong to just a certain color of people. It belongs to the redeemed of the Lord. And I'm one of them. Come on. And so are you. If you take what God has given you, you'll get the wealth, because he said he gives you the power to get wealth. Didn't he say it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me see how we're doing. Glory to God. Boy, time really get to skipping, doesn't it? Get to hopping. He said, let me finish this up. Let me just start over at the beginning of it. As we read some of the scriptures, some of the in Christ, in him, in whom, etc. scripture, they won't seem real to you. It may not seem as though you really have what these scriptures say you have in him. But, let me locate myself. If you will begin to what? Confess with your mouth, because you do believe God's word in your heart. This is mine. This is who I am. This is what I have. That then it will become a reality to you. It is already real in the spirit realm. It's already real. It hadn't been revealed to you as of yet, but it's already real. There's angels right here now.
Amen.
In this building. As you sit here, there's angels. Do you see them? It's just because you don't see them, don't make it not be real. They're here. Are you hearing me? Well, that's the thing that God has given you. It already exists.